Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Maudie Wood.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I wanted to file a claim for unemployment. I didn't work in the last week, and I was told that I could call because they don't do it in the office anymore.
When do you return back to full-time work?
I don't know. I'm on call. We don't have any work right now, but they told us that it's on the way. The material is somewhere, but they can't get it in right now. I work
the Social Security number?
Huh?
Your Social Security number.
Okay, 421-707082.
Can you verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name for security reasons, please?
Driver's license number?
Yes, and your mother's maiden name.
Okay. 5329120, and my mother's maiden name is Caldwell.
Have you worked under any other name or any other Social Security number?
No, my name is Maudie C. Wood.
Date of birth?
10/13/49.
Male or female?
Ma'am.
Male or female, your gender?
I didn't understand you.
Male or female, your gender? Your gender, male or female?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Ma'am?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English the preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
10.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
I would prefer direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Will this be with a traditional bank account?
Yes.
The routing number?
06-2201892. 06-2201892. Yes.
The account number?
43151051. 43151051.
Yes. Your mailing address?
P.O. Box 1119.
City and zip, full address.
Lineville, Alabama 36266.
P.O. Box 1119, Lineville, Alabama 36266.
Yes.
And the residential address?
54 Maxine Street.
City and zip.
Is that all?
City and zip.
Oh, city, Lineville, and the zip code 36266.
54 Maxine Street, Lineville, Alabama.
Yes.
You said that was 36266?
Yes.
Okay. 1 moment. Has the address changed in the last year?
No.
Your telephone number?
256-396-5624.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Kiki Wood? Is that 36 to 40, 45 to 49, 51 to 55, 66 to 70? Or none of the above, or you're not familiar?
Her age is from 41 to 40. What did you say, 49?
45 to 49.
45 to 49. She's 47.
Okay. In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Is that Clay, Lamar, Talladega, Winston, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve in active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. So when was the last day that you worked?
The last day I worked was, I think it was the 3rd.
Somewhere. December 3rd?
I think that's the last day I worked. I worked Thursday before last, a half a day.
Okay. And you said the date was December 3rd?
I think that's the date. Not quite sure. I don't have the calendar with me.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably no more than 20, I don't think I could do.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Minimum wage.
Do you work exclusively through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, I'm on call.
Your job title?
Ma'am.
Your job title, what do you do?
Oh, I sew.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Am I seeking work?
In that same occupation, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of the employer as in the name of the company on the pay stub?
That I'm seeking work for.
Now that you're working with.
I'm working with New South Sewing.
Okay. The telephone number to the employer?
256-396-2074, I think it's the number. I'm not sure.
Okay, so I would need the correct telephone number to complete this part of the claim.
Okay. Sorry, I can't remember the number.
And that's fine, ma'am. Would you like to give us a call back when you have that information? We would need that correct telephone number before going forward.
Let me see. I think it's 256-396-2074, I think is the number. I'm sorry.
The day you started working there?
I started work in May in 2000. And one.
And you said the last day that you worked was when again?
Ma'am.
You said the last day that you worked was when again?
I think it was the 3rd.
The city the work was performed in?
In Lineville.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I received 3.5 days, but I hadn't went to pick it up, so I don't know how much it is.
Do you elect to have 10%? I'm sorry. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you not working?
Ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
It's lack of work. It's waiting on work to come in.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for your weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
8249.
Okay.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update the online resume.
Okay.
A failure to do so will cause a denial in the benefits.
Okay, so I need to do that today?
Yes, as soon as possible.
Okay, alabama.gov.
alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay. Yes. So unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week is going to be 800-752-7389.
Okay.
So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., never on a Saturday. Please make sure you're filing your first certification either by the telephone or the internet this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Okay.
So we've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I think that I gave you the wrong number. I think it's 7204.
So 256-396-7204.
Yes, ma'am. I think that's the number.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.